You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast here at William Hill, hosted by myself, Bobby Beavers. And for this edition of the podcast, the Thursday edition, I am delighted to be joined by Ross Briley. Ross, great to see you. How are you? Keeping well?
I'm keeping well, Bobby Beavers. I'm keeping well.
Excellent. Always a pleasure to see you.
Well, thanks, mate. I appreciate it. You've got some shorts on today, I see.
Yes. I you know what? Since they allowed us to be able to wear shorts to work, I've taken full advantage. So, you know, rain, sleet, snow, the shorts are on.
That's weird, but I appreciate you...
Honesty?
Yeah. I appreciate the honesty. Yeah. And, you know, you're a skinny lad, so, you know, get your legs out. Why not?
That's it. Show everybody my chicken legs, that's what I tend to say. Right then, just before I get your thoughts and opinions on what we've seen on day one of the Ebor Festival at York, and get your selections ahead of day two, let's hear now and relive the Judmont International of 2019.
They're set, they're off and racing, and away they go. And King of Comedy just left the stalls a little bit awkwardly there as they race then through the first furlong, but the best starts were made by Circus Maximus and Crystal Ocean in this 2019 Judmont International, with El Arkham taking a bit of a hold in third, Japan Racing fourth, King of Comedy and Cheval Grand is next, followed then by Regal Reality and the two greys at the back of the field, Lord Glitters ahead there of Thundering Blue, who was produced to finish third in this race 12 months ago. And at the moment, there's probably about eight lengths between first and last as the runners across the far side approach the seven furlong marker here. Circus Maximus from Crystal Ocean, only about half a length between them. A length and a half away in third place then is El Arkham, followed then on the outside by Japan. King of Comedy is running quite freely in the middle of the field with Cheval Grand on the outside of those. Regal Reality in the red jacket, blue cap is next. Lord Glitters on the outside of Thundering Blue as the runners head down the side of the Knavesmire now and inside the final five furlongs here. So they're about to straighten up for the judge in the 2019 Judmont International, and it's Circus Maximus that leads them in here. With Donica O'Brien ahead there of Crystal Ocean in second, James Doyle ready to pounce. Then in third on the outside is Japan, with El Arkham pushed along on his inside. These two having a decent battle. A length and a half to two away then to King of Comedy. Regal Reality is next. Cheval Grand is under pressure. Lord Glitters and Thundering Blue with quite a bit on as they race on down towards the final two furlongs here. Crystal Ocean now is being produced to take over. Crystal Ocean is the meat in the O'Brien sandwich at the moment. On the inside, weakening Circus Maximus, Japan on the outside, Crystal Ocean digging deep as he always does, King of Comedy, Regal Reality trying to mount a challenge as well. Crystal Ocean just wilting out in front as Japan comes back to him. Japan and Crystal Ocean, Crystal Ocean responds on the inside, Japan on the outside, it's a tight one. Japan may have just got there from Crystal Ocean. El Arkham back in third, and in fourth, King of Comedy in a dramatic Judmont.
So that was the Judmont International, what we saw on day one of the Ebor Festival. It was an absolute cracker. What were your thoughts? And obviously, many congratulations to Aidan O'Brien and the team with Japan.
Yeah, I think many people got the horse wrong in the sense that he looked to have not beaten a great deal in his last two starts. But he was a thorough stayer, obviously a mile and a half horse, taking on horses who were either best at 10 furlongs or stepping up, like King of Comedy. He settled beautifully. He was given a perfect ride. He was in the right position. He challenged at the right time. He's getting that three-year-old allowance from the favourite as well. So he had a lot in his favour. And to pull out extra in the and beat Crystal Ocean, who's a hardy battler, was very admirable. Like I said, I mean, we had someone email in and say, you know, the three-year-old allowance at this time of year when you've got horses that are still potentially improving for the trip, is it a bit generous? And I think it's about fair enough, but it's certainly you know, you knew what Crystal Ocean had in the locker. Mm-hmm. You didn't quite know how good the likes of Japan and King of Comedy were. King of Comedy was a bit too keen. I think a strongly run mile would be perfect for him again, or even a strongly run 10 furlongs, because he had to be on the speed. You didn't. You can't make a great deal of ground at the moment at York. I honestly thought the third was a little bit unlucky as well. I would have liked to see them come down the middle of the track and Elakam get a clear run, because things didn't really go to plan for him. But it was a cracking finish. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, he was essentially, you know, joint second favourite, Japan, but I think a lot of people were on the fence about how good he was, but he's certainly shown them today.
And the great Voltigier that went off just before the Judmont International, of course, a key trial towards the William Hill St. Ledger. It went in the way of Logician. He's now 4-4, and here at William Hill, we have made him the 2-1 favourite for the St. Ledger. Is he your ideal winner?
Well, I mean, he hasn't come off the bridle in really. I mean, he's gone through a couple of gears in the Voltigier, but he did it so smoothly and so professionally. He's got a lovely look to him, a lovely temperament. He's won 2 novice events and a handicap without breaking sweat. He's now won a Group 2 without breaking sweat. So, can't wait to see him in a Group 1.
What about the extra 2 furlongs?
I mean, it wouldn't have been a problem, would it? I mean, absolutely no problem whatsoever. I think Constantinople's got a chance of hitting the frame in the Ledger, the way he races, and he couldn't lay a finger on him. I'd be very surprised if that extra 2 furlongs makes a difference for a man who knows a Ledger horse when he sees one.
And if we get your selections ahead of day 2, of course, the feature race on the day is the Group 1 Yorkshire Oaks. And no, Ross, you can't have an Able.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously the genuine challenges are starting to run out for an Able. I tried to go through York tomorrow and try and find something I fancy, but I mean, it's even harder than today.
Yeah. Well, no pressure, but on yesterday's podcast, when I was joined by Sam Turner, his 2 selections, he went Logician for the win and Each Way Elakam.
Well, fair enough, yeah, so he's done all right. Well, I'm going to get a Leicester and Chepstow instead.
Oh, yeah, so. You've bottled it.
So, good luck if you're playing at York. Yeah, there's a couple of horses on the track here who I thought were interesting. One in the 2:15 at Chepstow, which is a filly's handicap over a mile. I'll Let You Go Now is an interesting horse, a horse who has definitely improved this season. Only up £4 for what I thought was a fairly comfortable win at Windsor last time out. Softer ground shouldn't be a problem based on its Nottingham run from earlier in the season. Yeah, I thought she had plenty more to offer, and this Chepstow track should be perfect. And then in the 6 o'clock at Leicester, Havana Dawn was the interesting one for me. It's a filly's nursery. There's a few potential improvers. Shamar was a bit unlucky the other day. Atmospheric has been well backed in novice events, but Havana Dawn won at Thirsk on its penultimate start, and I thought did way too much at Haydock last time out. They went far too quick, set it up for the closers. Havana Dawn was the one horse of the early pace animals to stay anywhere near the place in. So on a track that favours speed, Havana Dawn. So I'll Let You Go Now at Chepstow, Havana Dawn at Leicester, and God help you at York.
Great stuff. Ross, as always, thank you very much for your time, for joining us here on the Daily Racing Podcast. Thank you.
Shake my hand, Bobby Beavis.
There we are. Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.